Hello again, and welcome back to America Under the Microscope. 欢迎你回到闲话美国。Hello, James.
Hi, hello, Lulu.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're going to talk about geography.
Geography. Well, last time we talked about football, and that was something I knew almost nothing about. Geography is also not one of the subjects that I did well in.
Well, don't worry, there'll be no test.
Okay, great. Obviously, American geography.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. So in this, we're going to talk about different regions.
Right, we're going to talk about the main regions or how we kind of divide America into different parts.
Great. I'm eager to learn. So first of all, how big is the United States?
Very big. It's about the same size as China.
I remember learning about countries ranking according to land area. Guess most people don't realize how big the United States is because they forget Alaska.
Right. So China's the third largest, America's the fourth largest, and the difference between China and America is not very much.
Mm-hmm. But you have a lot fewer people than we do.
Yes. much fewer.
Much fewer people.
The U.S. population's only 327 million people.
Mm.
So when we think about American geography, we also have to think about things like climates throughout the country. Because one question a lot of people ask about America is like, what's the weather like in America?
This is like, what's the weather like in China?
Yes, well, it depends. In America, we have deserts, we have mountains, we have tropical places like Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
we have grasslands. So weather is highly dependent on what area you are in.
Mm. For example, in China, the coldest area in winter, it can go down to minus 30 or even lower, and the highest can go up to probably over 40 degrees.
America has places just like that.
Mm.
Alaska can get that cold, and places in Texas can get that hot.
Before we talk about regions, how many states?
50.
50, okay. 50 states. And obviously we're not going to go through all the states. That's going to take forever. Did you have to learn that in school?
We had to learn all 50 states plus all their capitals in school.
I always remember that was years ago when Friends was still on. One of the games they were trying to play is to write down the names of all the states.
That's a difficult game. Some names are really hard to spell.
Great. But what are the major regions?
Okay, so let's dive into that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go from east to west. So let's start in the northeast.
Northeast.
Well, an area in America we call New England.
New England.
Because this is the area where many English settlers first arrived.
That's why they called it New England.
Right. So this is the area states like Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
Connecticut, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire. And the biggest city in the region is Boston.
There are quite a lot of famous universities there.
Two of the most famous universities are there.
Mm-hmm.
Harvard and MIT are in Boston. Now, this area is known for being next to the Atlantic Ocean, so the seafood. Also, in autumn, it's known for the changing color of the leaves.
We talked about that in the food episode about the seafood.
Yes.
About clam chowder.
Oh, yes, and lobster.
And lobster, yes.
So if we move on a bit south, we get to what's called the Mid-Atlantic states.
That would be roughly New York?
Yeah, this would be New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, Delaware, and Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
this area. And this area is fairly well known for being the place where the capital is. D.C.,
mm-hmm. yeah.
our biggest city, New York City. It's a fairly densely populated area because you have all these cities in a small place. It also means there's quite a bit of money here.
Is that the richest area in the United States? Or one of the richest?
It's definitely one of the richest.
Mm.
I'm not sure if it's quite the richest,
mm.
but it would be very high on the list.
One thing is, people generally would think, I mean, I, for one, would think that's the area where people are quite liberal-minded. 思想比较开放. Is that true?
Partially. In the cities in this region, yes, they tend to be more liberal. But realize New York State is mostly rural and agricultural. New York City is just one small part of that state.
That's a common mistake because when people think of New York, they tend to think of NYC. They don't think of the state.
Yeah, it's actually a fairly good-sized state, but most people just live in the city, which is just one small part of it.
Mm-hmm. So now we got the Northeast, New England, and then we have the Mid-Atlantic states, and?
Well, we're going to move on to the Southeastern area. So this is, well, these states would be what people would consider the former slave states. So back when America had slavery, these are the states that slavery was legal.
Oh.
Nowadays, these states are still highly agricultural in terms of economy. Some of them are next to the coast. They're known for very hot, humid summers. Some of them are pretty warm, like Florida, which many people go to retire.
Is that still so? Because you hear that a lot. Florida is like the old people state.
Well, yeah, because in winter it's nice.
I guess it's like the Chinese, probably like Hainan, people would go to warmer areas to retire for their old age.
Mm-hmm. And also this area is really known for their unique southern accent, which if you watch like TV shows or movies about America and how these people talking, you know, a little bit different or have a more of a twang to their voice.
南方口音的这种. So that's where it usually comes from.
Yeah.
Oh, now that's part of the South or Southeastern.
Yes.
And then what about in the middle?
We're going to go to the middle, what we call the Midwest, which is kind of strange because the Midwest is the middle of the country, not the West.
Then why is it called the Midwest?
Well, because originally the United States didn't go all the way to the Pacific Ocean.
Okay. All right. So that was already towards the West.
Yes. So the Midwest is centered around the Great Lakes. So those big lakes that are in the north part of the United States. And the biggest city here is Chicago, third largest city. Now, these states, for the most part, don't have lots of people. So there's a lot of agriculture in this area. Wheat, corn, and things like this. But these states, if you watch American elections, they kind of talk about them a lot. Because these states, who they vote for can change.
Like swing states.
Yeah.
They're swing states. Swing states 就是说选举的时候两边党派都要争的这样的州。You don't really know who they're going to vote for.
It depends on just what the issues are.
So by far, we have traveled the entire East Coast.
Yes.
And then moving on to the middle.
Now we're going to move on to a very unique state, Texas.
Texas. Do they call it the Lone Star?
The Lone Star State.
孤星之州,德州.
That's because Texas used to be its own country.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it became a part of America. Texas is unique because it's our second largest state. It's huge. So the east city of Houston is closer to Florida than it is to the western city in Texas, El Paso. And El Paso is closer to L.A., Los Angeles, than it is to Houston.
So it's a very wide state.
It's a very wide state.
When I think of Texas, I think of cowboys.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. They do raise a lot of cows there, and a lot of movies and American artwork portray people from this area to be cowboys with the hats, horses, ropes, and all the things related to, you know, taking care of cows. So if we move on, kind of to the north now, more to the west, we get to the Rocky Mountain States.
落基山脉, Rocky Mountain States.
This would be like Colorado, Wyoming, you can even say places like Utah, like this.
I think for this region, perhaps that Chinese tourists, if they go, they will go to Yellowstone National Park.
That's right. Yellowstone is in this area.
That's a very mountainous area, obviously, with the Rocky Mountain.
Oh, yes. This is a very mountainous area. This place is known for mountains, cattle, cows, sparsely populated. Not many people live here at all.
Is it because of it's too mountainous?
That's part of the reason, and it's just mostly been agriculture and not a reason to live there.
A lot of nature, though.
Tons of nature.
Mm. All right. We have covered all these regions. You haven't really mentioned your region.
Nope, haven't got there yet. So let's move on to where I'm from, the Pacific Northwest. So this is the area of Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Alaska. So this is the area right next to the Pacific Ocean. It's most well known for being a place that is very wet and can be quite cold.
Always raining. I think one of the most famous cities is Seattle.
Seattle, yes. And Seattle's famous for rain.
Is this also a relatively well-off area?
Yeah, it tends to be. Because Seattle, there's lots of businesses that many people know. Amazon, Boeing, Microsoft all come from Seattle in the Pacific Northwest.
Mm. And then I think we're still missing one major part. What about states like California?
The Southwest. Yeah, we can't forget the Southwest, which has our most populous state, California, which most people know from TV and movies,
mm-hmm.
and major cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles.
Mm.
But there's also Arizona and New Mexico that are part of this area. And this area is fairly known to be kind of desert for a good chunk of it.
Mm. It's very hot, isn't it?
It can be in the summer, yes, very hot. So a lot of people live here, especially in California and Arizona.
So, let's recap. Traveling around the United States, we saw New England, or Northeast, and then Mid-Atlantic states, which is New York State and Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And then Southeastern, which were the former slave states.
Yep.
And then Midwest.
Around Chicago.
Chicago. Yeah.
The lakes.
And the lakes. Texas, which is in itself Texas, yes, and Rocky Mountain states, and then Pacific Northwest, which includes Washington state,
mm-hmm.
and then Southwest, which includes California, Arizona, and New Mexico.
We just forgot Hawaii.
Oh, yes, of course.
Out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, which also in itself, it's like Texas. It's one in itself.
It's just Hawaii.
It's just Hawaii. All right, so what we're going to talk about in the advanced episode then?
We're going to talk about some more unique regions that are related to not so much geography, but more to do with weather and how we group people together.
And also perhaps a little bit about stereotypes.
Maybe if we have time.
All right, we'll see you next time. If you have ever traveled to the United States or planning to go, and you want to ask some questions or share your experiences, feel free to leave a comment.
Bye, everyone.
See you next time. Bye.